one more tune, and it's off to enjoy a terrible relationship. The furrier next door loves it.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary. Wearing that same old miniskirt dress. Yeah. But when she gets weary, you try your little tenderness. Yeah. Oh man, now I know she's waiting. Yep. Anticipating for things that you'll never forget. No, no. But while she's there waiting, try just a little bit of tenderness. That's all you got to do. Now it might be a little bit sentimental, no, no, no. But she has her reason, yeah. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. And it makes it easy.
Young lady, this is a very good tune. My mother used to sing this. This is Otis. I love Otis.
We're closed.
You know what an older woman does for me?
Changes your diapers.
Touche. No, seriously, though, you're a very smoky alternative for this. The duck man's loving knife. Shall we?
You ever had one of these?
Here's to the crazy ones. The misfits. The rebels. The troublemakers. The round pegs in the square holes. The ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. While some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
What you talking about, Will? Brian to work with my best friend Pete. Brian to work with my best friend Pete. Brian to work with me.
Don't let food hang around. Clean it up with Orbit.
Ah.
Ow.
Fabulous.
Ow.
For a good clean feeling after any meal.
Drink juice Orbit.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
Puff, 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 puff. 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 Puff, puff, puff.
Walking to my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm going to smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Is that your grandma's pipe?
What's up? Welcome back, guys. That is stuff, you know, that just is really, that is it. Woof!
Almost dropped the phone, that was so good.
Well, so I was talking about Earl, and I'm also going to talk about the world. I've got my best friend from high school will be calling in at some point, just simply, because I had absolutely no idea what to do tonight. I've had a very busy week, and during this busy week, I thought long and hard at what I should do. At Whole Foods, as I was buying Dill Havarti, I thought, you know, maybe I'll look into meeting Allen Ginsberg's ghost somewhere on the corner of 16th Street Mall in downtown Denver. And he'll say to me, dude, I've just been really wanting to be on a blog talk radio show. And that's why I've been haunting the streets. It's because I had to stay up and be on top of this technology. And, you know, I really have no idea what that means. I was really referencing Obi-Wan Kenobi when I said Allen Ginsberg. That's really what I meant.
So I'm here with James Arnold Taylor, the voice of Obi-Wan Kenobi in Clone Wars.
Yes.
And I've got to say, you've nailed the Ewan McGregor meets Alec Guinness.
Yeah, it is one of those voices where, you know, I started doing an impression of Ewan McGregor, or
okay.
a voice match. It was when we were doing episode 3, and I would do the games and things like that and fill in when he wasn't available. So at the time, I was very specifically just getting his voice and doing what he would do and his mannerisms and, you were supposed to be the chosen one, you know, and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And then now with the Clone Wars, I'm able to take, you know, these aren't the droids you're looking for, and then take a little of Ewan and both of them together, and then you get this Obi-Wan Kenobi, which is right there.
I could be mistaken, but I think someone is trying to kill us.
You have successfully combined the Guinness and the McGregor.
Yes.
A kind of McGinnis.
Yeah, McGinnis. There you go. Great.
Yeah.
Now, I understand you have a desire.
I do. I want to nail it. I mean, it's your job. You can do it.
Right.
But, you know, I maybe want to challenge you for that.
Well, you have the lightsaber, which is good.
I'm halfway
so,
there.
Right, right. So just channel your... Oh, I like that.
I'm ready. Okay.
Channel your inner Obi-Wan. Be mindful of the Force and say... I have a bad feeling about this.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Not bad.
What
not
am I doing
bad.
Wrong? That wasn't quite.
I'm not
generous.
Scared yet.
Okay.
That you're going to take my job.
I could be mistaken.
How about?
Oh, Anakin.
Oh, Anakin.
That's not bad. Okay.
You have a better English accent than me. It's embarrassing.
That's really weird. Isn't
that
it?
Is. Oh,
yeah. How about Anakin? Anakin! I see, I was closer.
Yeah, I'm getting
good.
Better.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
It's the heated.
Different levels. You know, that's the whole thing about Obi-Wan. He can be Anakin. Anakin? Anakin!
So,
you know, so you've got just by one word.
Yeah. What's my motivation there for the Anakin?
He is about to do something ridiculous.
Okay.
So, yeah. That
so
would
I'm going to go and step in and save him.
Okay.
Anakin!
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Let me try.
Sounds a little bit like I'm constipated.
Yeah, it does sound that.
Yeah.
This is not my lightsaber either.
Oh, you diva.
Which I'm really, yeah, I'm a yeah. bit upset about, but that's all right. No. Try something like, you know, Anakin, you are supposed to be the chosen one. Anakin, you are the chosen one.
Oh, supposed to be. I didn't get the line
that's
right.
All right. That's all right.
It's embarrassing.
Let's try it like Fred Flintstone.
Okay.
Because I'm also the voice of Fred Flintstone, which I know you wouldn't have guessed.
I wouldn't have.
But,
Yeah, but damn it, do Anakin.
Something like that?
Okay, I'll try
now,
that.
Now, how about David Spade? Yeah, wait a second, Anakin. Okay, all right, I'm here. Okay, yeah, all right. Or we could do it as Michael J. Fox. Like, whoa, wait a second, Anakin. You mean to tell me that this lightsaber is a DeLorean? No, that's not the right line, is it?
The way I see it, Anakin, if you're going to build a time machine out of a car, why not do it with some style?
Well, you could do it as Christopher Walken, you know, trying to be Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You know, Anakin, you're supposed to be the chosen one. Very upset.
That would work. You should pitch that idea,
there's
actually.
A whole thing there. Okay, maybe we're onto something here.
I think we maybe should knock our heads together, and I could do some voices.
Yeah, I'll
just
do some, and we combine them.
Do you know what? That's absolutely perfect. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
And we are next to the real R2-D.
I know. I
just want to point
say.
That out.
Now watch this. Watch it.
That,
cool.
I tell you, he's fired.
He doesn't get to.
That's on camera.
That's what the whole Obi-Wan thing buys you here.
Together for a million years,
and I bet we'll be together for a million more.
It's like I started breathing on the night we kissed,
when I can't remember what I ever did before. What will we do, baby, without us?
Mission.
You obviously have little regard for womanhood. You must learn respect.
I prefer not to soil my hands on female flesh, but if you insist...
Look, I'm a regular guy, more or less, and I think about regular guy things. And like a lot of regular guys, I didn't really consider myself a feminist, per se, for a long time. Honestly, I didn't think about it much at all. In my defense, I may have been a little bit distracted. But somewhere along the way, I started to pay attention. And the more I learned about feminism, the more I realized that I always kind of have been a feminist. And so are most people, if the subject is explained to them. So why does it seem like feminism is a dirty word? I mean, the movement started off pretty positive and inoffensive, right? Equal pay for equal work, let women vote, that sort of thing. There's a lot more to the movement, and I'll get to some of it, but first, let's talk about why feminists get a bad name. Are they really all that extreme? Sure, dig around and you'll find your share of wackos, but there isn't a cause or principle in existence that doesn't have a few people supporting it that you kind of wish were not. Extremists and the vocally ignorant people in a movement shouldn't automatically ruin that movement's goals. I think we can blame one guy in particular for doing a lot of damage to feminism's message in the last decade or two. An angry, myopic, conniving, drug-addicted, philandering man with a very big audience. He coined the term feminazi, you see, and if I may, I'd like to directly address the man and his quote. I believe, sir, that your cartoonish wordplay used to deride the feminist movement is at its very best an uninformed opinion resulting from your well-known propensity to oversimplify, and at worst, a calculated ploy to demolish political enemies through Orwellian tactics as effective as they are frightening. Maybe you're not with me yet, so let's explore for a second what feminism is and why we need it. At the core, feminism is the belief that women should be on equal footing with men as far as society, morality, and ethics are concerned, that this is not the case now, and that we need to do something about it. Now, if you really don't think women ought to be treated equally, then feel free to tune me out for the next 3 minutes or so. No, seriously, I don't have the time or inclination to argue. For the rest of you, let's think about why this isn't the case right now. It's a known fact that women get paid less than men for the same job, and yeah, there's a lot going into that statistic, but part of why is that women's work is less valued. If you're a mother, you're 100% less likely to be hired for a job than if you didn't have any kids. Fathers are actually more likely to be hired. I'm about to be very blunt and discuss some very unpleasant, but true things, and so I am going to stick with the cute slides for a little bit. Workplace inequity is bad. Sure, but it gets way, way worse once we get out of the office and into the home. Domestic violence against women is appallingly common. A woman is battered every 15 seconds in this country, usually by their husband or boyfriend. Perhaps the only thing more depressing than the fact that 1/6 of all women have been the victim of at least attempted rape is that there are almost as many men responsible for committing them. You see, I told you you were really a feminist. You think these things are as terrible as I do, and you want them to change, but what can we do to change things for the better? How can we promote the ideals of feminism and take back the word and its image? Well, we can start by promoting good role models for feminism to our kids. Me, I like Wonder Woman. How much more liberated can you get, right? She's strong, she's clever, she's very independent. Mind you, she's had her share of misogyny to overcome. When she started in the Justice Society, they made her a secretary. Seriously, I couldn't make that up, but she proved her own. She wasn't taking no mess from the old boys' club. You know, Gloria Steinem likes Wonder Woman, and so should you. I think little girls should be encouraged to take a lesson from Wonder Woman, to be independent and to not look for a man to help them necessarily. So much of the media geared towards young girls is lacking in that message. Take, for example, princesses. Princesses are boring, yo. They sit around in peril, waiting for their prince, or Italian stereotype and his creepy tag-along brother, to rescue them from the dragon or whatever. Weak and boring. You think Wonder Woman would put up with that bullshit? Hell no, she wouldn't. She'd be kicking some dragon ass. She isn't going to sit around waiting for some lame-ass plumber to rescue her. Now, it may seem like I'm sucking the fun out of innocent play here, but it's more serious than it looks. This kind of play conditions women from early on. Feminism isn't just about burning bras or waving signs about herstory. It's about education of women and men, of society as a whole, that things may be better than they used to be, but they are not fair, not yet, and we're not supposed to quit until it is fair. All women are feminists, or at least they really, really should be. But men too, maybe especially, need to recognize that they also have an important role to play in this. They need to own that word too, and to take steps to live by its principles. These are our wives, mothers, sisters and daughters we're talking about. They deserve to be treated with fairness and respect, with an understanding of who they are. As women, yes, but also as people. And if you think we're there already, I'm telling you, we aren't.
How many wars were started because of dick size? That's odd.
You know, that's a good point.
The missiles look like fucking cocks, man. The missiles look like cocks, okay?
Yeah, you're right. You know what? Missiles, bombs, and all that shit, very phallic. You're right on.
If women were in charge, if women were in charge, we wouldn't have this problem. We'd only have war 1 week out of the month.
Good point. Very good point. Yes. And you know
that's
what?
That's not sexist at all.
No, it's not. And it would be bloody as hell, these little wars once a month. Would be bloody as hell. But you know what?
I'm not sexist. I love women. I'm not sexist. Without women, I would not be alive. So anyone out there listening, the two people listening, if you think I'm sexist, I'll set you straight. Women,
you know what?
I'm the ultimate feminist.
You are.
If only I could start a fucking poem. If only I could lick my balls. If only I could lick my balls, I wouldn't need to help her cook or do dishes. If only I could lick my balls, the trash and recycling wouldn't be a problem, and the empty beer bottles wouldn't matter. If only I could lick my balls, I wouldn't have to listen or understand her feelings. If only I could lick my balls, I wouldn't have a dry spell 1 week out of the month or have to buy tampons. If only I could lick my balls, the pile of dirty clothes wouldn't have to be picked up until I was out of underwear. If only I could lick my balls, size wouldn't matter, and a quickie would give me more time to write. If only I could lick my balls, I could come and go as I please, and in the end, she'd be right in calling me a dog. And fucking hell.
We're hiding in the wilderness. In the woods.
There must be something more you can tell us.
There is nothing more.
Too bad we didn't capture one of their ringleaders.
Well, at least this one has seen their hiding place. Maybe you don't know exactly where it is, but you can describe it.
I already have.
We'll do it again. I want every detail.
It's in the woods. There are trees, bushes, grass, and a hill with rocks, and a cave.
A cave?
A tunnel going through the hill.
A tunnel? Well, let's see, there's no mine shafts around here, no old railroad tunnels. We've checked out all the underground aqueducts.
What else?
It's in the woods with animals. At least there used to be animals.
Animals?
A zoo. Isn't there an old zoo just outside the city? In Malin.
Oh, yeah, but I wouldn't exactly call that wilderness.
The landscaping for the animals, trees, grass, rocks, from the inside it would look like a wilderness, especially to aliens.
Yeah, that would explain the tunnel, too. Well, it's worth a try. Get me Major Zimmerman right away, please.
You'll be wrong. You'll never get us, and you'll never save Andros either.
And no. Frankie Mitrau from the 505.
Archie P. Kane grows a full body beard when the moon is full and throws the plates against the wall because he's nervous you're going to clean while he's trying to read out the blueprints. The language he learned from CAPTCHAs and West Nile incubation periods. He chews with bated breath and pretends he's someone with the stage presence of an early day De Niro or, say, Jack Nicholson in the 90s, when he was just overall seen as not so much losing it anymore, whatever it may be, but it being insanity and nepotism, the same hairs to pluck and bones to pick. Archie's not really a werewolf like he'll have you believe. He's just getting really senile these days, mumbling profanely in the corner of your house, complaining about hairballs and broken china that never really exist. In motherfucking poem.
Give it.
here's my message. Take it back to anybody with a question. To the haters, I'm the freshest. So please show some discretion. Just because of word of mouth, yeah, I'm the king you heard about. But I ain't from the dirty south. Now I'm a city boy. Code name, pretty witty. I get nitty gritty, boy. In the inner city, boy. Staying pretty hot. Yeah, hot. Ain't no ladder, ain't no way to bring me down. But you can try. Show to the Apollo. I'm just waiting on my chariot. Got those underground tracks, so niggas call me Harriet. So don't hate it cause you ain't it. Just know that you're hating on the greatest man. Haters make me famous. The raw truth. I got bills in the jacket. I'm the lawsuit. Won't stop till I'm huge as fuck. And I'm swimming in gold like Scrooge McDuck. And I got my numbers up from scratch. Check the lotto ticket. Money's on the fence. I gotta pick it. And then inside of my room, looks like Midas' tomb. Now I'm sitting on cake like the bride and the groom. And I found a way out like a child in the womb. I'm the bomb and it's time for the boom. And I see the bigger picture kind of fuzzy. I'm alive in the zoom. And I ain't on top yet, but I bet I'm finding it soon. And my two top rappers, Def, Biggie, and Pop. So my rhymes are like a caveman with a twig and a rock. And some leaves to sustain it. Don't hate it cause you ain't it. Just know that you're hating on the greatest man. Haters make you famous.
Some people have a deep, abiding respect for the natural beauty that was once this country. And some people don't. People start pollution. People can stop it. Write for Pollution Booklet, Box 1771, Radio City Station, New York.
Speaking of California, do you remember when we made those bucket lists?
I do remember when we made the bucket list. And
you mind
I think
if
I
throw down yours really quick?
Yeah, you can go ahead and throw down my bucket list.
Because my girlfriend was reading, going through my notebook the other day and found it, stumbled upon it, and I could not stop laughing. Starts off with a mine's pretty standard American. Yours is a little bit different. Starts off with Black Swan Threesome, which Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis. Black Swan Threesome, mother-daughter threesome into the Chinese finger trap threesome. Smoke a blunt with a political figure. Climb a mountain and smoke a blunt. Smoke a blunt dressed as Santa Claus while handing out joints in the middle of July. And learn a new language. Pretty ambitious. I love it.
It is. All right, you have a good night. And America, I hope you have a good night, too. I'm really high.
Oh, man.
Get really high.